DW.
Gracias, que tengan bonita tarde.
Merced Sanchez's business is selling sunglasses, baseball caps, and clothing for children. And business is bad. Sales have dropped about one-fifth of the normal take for this Los Angeles street vendor since Donald Trump became the president of the United States.
The people, the different cities not coming. Every people is scary.
A lot of people who shop and sell here are undocumented immigrants from Latin America. And they are afraid, a fear that keeps many of them from leaving their homes. Through executive order, the Trump administration has taken a vigorous stance when it comes to deporting undocumented immigrants, especially those from south of the border. Mexican-born Merced is undocumented. She has personally seen an increased presence of officers from ICE, or Immigration and Customs Enforcement, in her neighborhood. She's afraid, too.
I'm scared for the new president, Donald Trump. He's not liking the Mexican people. I am Mexican.
When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best.
The very day Trump officially announced that he was running for president of the United States, he characterized undocumented Mexican immigrants negatively.
They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists.
Merced says she is none of the above, although how she has made a living for the past 8 years has technically been a crime. Until this year, all street vending in Los Angeles was against the law. It's something Merced has been trying to change for years, and her push became even stronger in the wake of Donald Trump's election, when it became riskier to be an undocumented street vendor. When he became president, getting cited meant more than just a ticket or fine. An executive order has broadened the definition of a deportable crime, so it has meant that selling a churro on the street could lead to getting detained and sent out of this country for vendors who've lived 20 and even 30 years in the U.S.
Hemos esperado por tres largos años, tiempo en el cual...
In spite of personal fears of being deported herself, Merced has taken her quest from city streets to the chambers of the L.A. City Council, where she testified in Spanish with the help of a translator shortly after Donald Trump was sworn in.
Su voto para la legalización de la venta ambulante.
Good morning. My name is Mercedes Sanchez, and I'm a street vendor. I'm here to request one more time your vote in favor of legalizing street vending.
During that same council meeting in January, Councilman David Rue, the son of Korean immigrants, agreed with Merced's plea.
In this time of political turmoil, it is crucial that we continue to protect the diversity that all Angelenos benefit from. This is a big step in the right direction, and colleagues, I thank you for your time and urge you for your aye vote.
Okay, now we're voting on the rest of the motion as amended. Open the roll, close the roll, tabulate the vote.
11 ayes, 2 noes.
Now you can do that, all right?
The measure passed easily, thanks in part to the push from community groups such as the East L.A. Community Corporation, which Merced works with. With the vote, the L.A. City Council provided the framework for legalizing street vendors, including retroactive amnesty for those who've been caught. Now it's up to the city attorney's office to figure out the details. Critics don't feel the changes are fair to brick-and-mortar establishments. That includes Mike O'Gara, the director of a neighborhood council in the San Fernando Valley area.
Sun Valley has a number of mom-and-pop restaurants that are marginal. If we allow food vendors two per street near these restaurants, you could be putting them out of business.
But street vendors like Estelle and Enrique, who sell tacos, chorizos, and chicharrones, right across from Merced, say they are running a mom-and-pop operation, too. While their business has also declined in the wake of the new administration, they count on street vending to support their three children. Their efforts have already put one daughter through university. Enrique believes that legalization will be just as good for mom and pop shops as it will be for madres and padres.
Pues es una cosa buena que nos va a beneficiar a todos, porque vamos a generar más dinero.
It's a good thing because more people are going to start coming. Now people won't be scared to bring out their business, and it's going to generate more people to come.
And Jesus, their cook, who serves as translator for the couple, also shared his feelings.
We're not selling drugs. We're not holding up people just for ransom. None of that. We're trying to make a living by making food, by selling our food that people like.
On the same block, Merced's friend and fellow vendor, Lucero, sells barbecue. He's 55 and transgender, and he says both his age and sexual identity would hurt his chances of getting work back home in Mexico.
I just want to work, make money to pay my bills, pay my rent, and make a little savings for the future. Nobody knows. I get it all. I don't want to go back to Mexico. That's terrible for me over there.
Even with business down and the new law regarding street vending not yet totally in place, Lucero, Estela, Enrique, Jesus, and Merced continue working.
I'm no criminal. I'm a good person.
Merced from Puebla, who helped support her parents and brother through her earnings, sells on this day wearing a black T-shirt with a white lettering in all caps that reads, "Legalize Street Vending." A symbol of the fact that for many street vendors, making a living, no matter how meager, trumps fear. Lorena Ozizwe, DW, Los Angeles.
Gracias, que tenga bonito día.
This report was brought to you by DW.